everyone. Ryan Kiesel. I'm the executive director at the ACLU of Oklahoma, RyanKiesel. I am humbled and honored to stand here today with these brave activists who are willing to sacrifice their own well-being to defend the environment, to defend their homes, and to defend their communities. What they're doing is about the most American thing that anyone can do. And make no mistake about it, these pieces of legislation are about as un-American as it gets. We are a nation that's born under protest. It is a way of life for the people of the United States of America. It's who we are. House Bill 1123 and House Bill 2128 run directly counter to that American tradition of protest. The penalties contained in these measures are draconian, to say the least, and has been mentioned multiple times. They serve one purpose: to chill those who might speak out in acts of free speech, constitutionally protected, or in acts of civil resistance that may in and of themselves bear some act of civil disobedience where you have to pay a fine. But the disproportionality and the fines that are levied here today are difficult to imagine in the tradition and history of the United States, even right here in Oklahoma. We're the birthplace of the sit-in movement. If you think of civil rights heroes in our state's history, people like Clara Luper, this bill would have thrown Clara Luper in a jail, would have turned her life upside down, and the students that joined her would have had their lives ruined as well. Organizations that supported them would have been financially bankrupted. It would have ended and cut short the civil rights movement that has brought us to the place that we are in Oklahoma. We have a long ways to go, but I can promise you, if people had to make the decision between having their lives ruined and protesting, we wouldn't be where we were today. There's been a lot said about how legislation like this is needed to somehow separate people that are protesting civilly or peacefully, in another way of saying that is conveniently, and those that are engaging in acts of disruption. Let me tell you that those are one and the same. They are one and the same. Sometimes folks will rally in a public forum like the Capitol Rotunda, and they'll have a bunch of speakers and a lot of noise, and the legislators are able to walk quietly down the stairwell, go down an elevator and out to their cars and go to lunch and ignore everyone. They want protest to be conducted in a way that is convenient for them to ignore. That's what they want. The special interest don't want people to feel the impact of the protest, to feel the impact of the resistance. And this isn't something new. Whenever people were sitting in at lunch counters, they were disrupting private commercial activity. And they were doing so knowing that there could be a penalty for that. But they disrupted that in a way that garnered the nation's attention and was exported from lunch counters in Oklahoma City to lunch counters across the United States of America, and in particular in the southern United States. They knew what they were doing was engaging in an act of trespass. The criminal levels that would be imposed upon those individuals today under bills like this, if they were, say, protesting in a pipeline, do not square with the convenient history that we like to teach our students about the civil rights movement. Because, in fact, the civil rights movement was not convenient at all. Its disruptive nature was the backbone of its success. The First Amendment, of course, protects our right to stand in the rotunda, but it also protects the rights of Oklahomans and Americans to engage in speech and activity, knowing that if they're going to engage in civil disobedience, that the penalties that they face should not be disproportionate. And if we chill and keep people home and away from the cameras, away from the public, that they're trying to wake up to any number of issues, then we're doing a real disservice to our democracy. I can tell you that these legislators that are offering these bills, they would do themselves a service if, instead of trying to chill the voices of Oklahomans, they would actually listen to the voices of Oklahomans. Instead of running against the narrative of American history where protests and disobedience have led us to where we are today and offer hope for an even brighter tomorrow, they would open their doors and hear these arguments the same way they hear the arguments of the powerful and moneyed special interest. If they would go back to the very American idea that you have to be convicted of a crime before you face any punishment for that crime. Instead, in these pieces of legislation, one in particular, you face penalties and liability upon arrest. How un-American is that? That we would subject somebody to penalties and liability before there's ever been a finding of guilt. We urge the legislature to recognize the inconsistency of these pieces of legislation, reject them outright, and instead of trying to squelch the voices of the people of Oklahoma, listen to them. Thank you.